KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 64 degrees. We look for any showers to be ending this morning. Skies should become partly cloudy today, and we'll have a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up 1.54 inches of rainfall overnight into the early morning hours here in Atlantic, and Messina had reported 1.87 inches. Severe storms pummeled western and southwest Iowa with strong winds, heavy rain, and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning early this morning. Here in Atlantic, winds at the airport gusted up to 66 miles per hour just before 2 a.m. There were also scattered power outages and numerous tree debris on the streets. A power line was on the ground at around 2:40 a.m. in the 600 block of Palm Street. Atlantic Fire responded to that scene. And social media posts report a tree limb fell very close to the side of a house, landing on a set of steps. Tree limbs were blocking some streets in Council Bluffs just before 1 a.m. today. In Monona County, a semi-tractor trailer was blown over on Interstate 29 at around 12:15 a.m., 3 miles southwest of Blencoe. A 60-mile-per-hour gust of wind was recorded near Little Sioux and Harrison County at about the same time. Thunderstorm wind damage was reported in Sarpy and Douglas counties in Nebraska as well between midnight and 1 a.m. There were numerous other reports of high winds and damage scattered across Nebraska. Mid-American Energy reported there were scattered power outages across southwest Iowa this morning. And the latest report showed that there were 313 residents that were affected. Nishnabotna Valley REC reported 113 people were without power in Pottawatomie County, 14 in Cass, 8 in Shelby, 1 in Audubon County, and 7 under others total in Montgomery, Adams, and Taylor counties. There were no injuries immediately reported. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says two men were arrested on separate charges at around 12:30 this morning. Deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle operated by Sean Reich of Kent. And upon further investigation, Reich was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and cited for failing to have valid insurance. As that scene was being processed, a vehicle driven by Joshua Reich of Nottoway drove past Adams County deputies and Sean Reich's vehicle at a high rate of speed, honking his horn. Adams County deputies located Joshua Reich at his home and arrested him for interference with official acts. He was also cited for failing to yield to an emergency vehicle and for operating a vehicle without a valid license. Joshua Reich, was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,035 bond. Sean Reich's bond was set at $1,000. Police in Council Bluffs reported this morning that just after 10 p.m. Friday, officers responded to a report of a shooting that took place at 1425 Avenue C. Officers located the male resident, 45-year-old Tony Hemmiller, who had been shot one time in the lower back. Hemmiller was taken by ambulance to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment. His injury was not considered to be life-threatening. The shooting is still under investigation by Council Bluffs police detectives. Authorities say anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to call Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 712-328-7867, or the Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. Police in Red Oak Friday arrested 27-year-old Jamie Renee Miner of Red Oak. Miner was taken into custody at around 9:45 p.m. at the 200 block of West Reed Street and charged with OWI first offense. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. In other news, a countywide resource directory that was sponsored and compiled by the Cass County Democratic Party is now available. Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly said Friday that the 30-page booklet lists resources from abuse reporting to volunteering. The Cass County Resource Directory is being distributed in Atlantic with plans to make it available to agencies and people across the county. In addition to the booklet, there is a PDF version available for those who want an electronic copy of the directory. Tully says the booklet began as a simple idea for a community project but quickly grew into a massive undertaking. She says two people, Rolene Britson and Jan Lundy, eagerly took on the project as their own, but it wasn't long before everyone realized just how big of a project it really was. According to Telly, Jan and Rolene contacted all the agencies listed to ensure that the information was correct. Without them, she says, who knows if this project would have ever gotten off the ground. Tully says we've already distributed 100 copies of the booklet, and if an agency or person would like one of the directories, they can contact her at 243-4861. A man from northwest Iowa died in a Dickens and County crash late last night after the motorcycle he was riding collided with a tractor that was towing a piece of farm equipment. The Iowa State Patrol says 56-year-old Charles Glenn Payne of Spirit Lake died at the scene of the crash around 11:15 p.m. on Highway 9 just west of Highway 86. Patrol says a Case IH tractor driven by 32-year-old Joshua Frank Huff of Harris was traveling west on Highway 9 and beginning to turn into a private field drive. The 2003 Harley-Davidson Payne was driving was traveling west also and attempted to overtake the tractor when his cycle collided with the towed piece of farm equipment as the tractor and implement were turning into the private drive. Payne died at the scene. Huff was uninjured in the collision. The accident remains under investigation. Well, much of the state came under an air quality alert Friday. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources issued the warning over high ozone levels. Iowa DNR environmental specialist Sean Fitzsimmons says ozone levels rise with warm temperatures and clear skies.
When we have an eight-hour average where the ozone levels exceed 70 parts per billion, that's a level that falls in the unhealthy for sensitive groups category.
Fitzsimmons says most people can go about their business without noticing any problems.
A typical person wouldn't have difficulties at those levels, but if you've had an asthmatic child or an elderly individual or people with respiratory problems, some of those large sensitive groups will start to have issues with breathing difficulties at those levels.
Fitzsimmons says ozone levels fall at night when the clouds move into the forecast. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Doris Reinhardt, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Graveside services for Doris Reinhardt will be today at 9 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Scott Keeney, age 64, of Griswold, died Wednesday in Omaha. A celebration of life for Scott Keeney will be held at his home in Griswold tomorrow, beginning at 5 p.m. with a bonfire. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. So that address is 608 Adair Street in Griswold. Ruth LaVon Stewart, age 80, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Ruth Stewart will be Monday at 10 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy Dottie Eichmann, age 87, of Templeton, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Dottie Eichmann will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Lendell John, age 60, who's formerly of Manila, died Tuesday in Imperial, Nebraska. Funeral services for Lendell John will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Norma Baudler, age 75, of Greenfield, died Friday at Panora Specialty Care. An open visitation for Norma Baudler will be held Monday from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, where the family will be present to greet friends from 6 until 8 p.m. Monday. Mary Parker, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Parker will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marjorie Lilly, age 84, of Des Moines and formerly of Stewart, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marjorie Lilly will be next Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Bailey died Tuesday at the Masonic Home in Perry. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be held June 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Rodney Watkins, age 61, of Atlantic, died May 26th. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and graveside services for Rodney Watkins are planned for a later date at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.